Utah real estate headlines. Utah real estate commissions. What pros need to know about the 5-6% standard? A new breakdown explains how Utah's typical 5-6% real estate commissions work, how they're split between parties, and strategies for reducing costs. Understanding commission structures and savings opportunities helps Utah agents better serve clients and stay competitive in the local market. Review the full commission breakdown at www.hozio.cog/real-estate-commissions-in-Utah. Utah real estate headlines. Utah County Government launches online real property owner name search tool. Utah County Government has made its land records accessible through an online name search form for real property owners. Real estate professionals in UT can quickly verify property ownership and conduct due diligence without visiting county offices in person. Search property records by owner name at https://utahcounty.gov/land-records/name-search-form.asp. Utah real estate headlines. Utah DRE strengthens industry trust through new how-to video resources for licensees. The Utah Division of Real Estate has released how-to video resources for licensees and is currently managing a high volume of inquiries during a system transition. Utah real estate professionals can access free educational video content to stay compliant and informed while navigating temporary service delays. Explore DRE video resources and licensing updates at hitcommerce.utah.gov/real-estate. Utah real estate updates. Utah Public Records Portal now accessible via Netter Online for UT real estate pros. Netter Online has made Utah public records, property tax information, and assessor searches available through its centralized platform. Real estate professionals in UT can streamline due diligence by accessing county-level property records and tax data from a single online resource. Bookmark https://publicrecordsonline.com/state-ut/county-utah to quickly pull Utah property records and assessor data on current and prospective deals. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context, how redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some UT jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.